you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Do you know how much I love you? I called, I listened to yesterday's voicemail to make sure everything that I needed to say was in there. And I closed with a question about, do you have any love left for me? And I think about that a lot. Do you have any love left for me? Do you love our kids? Have you become a feminist? Are you in love with the world, which your dad seems to be? Does the scripture mean anything to you anymore? I mean, these are reasonable questions that you should be able to ask me. And I'm willing to give an answer on all those things. And I actually proclaim them. So I'm not hiding any of these things. I'm in love with you. I strive for obedience to the Lord. I am seeking reconciliation with you and you alone. You alone in the sense of you are the one and only person I'm committed to as my wife. And no, I haven't embraced feminism. I do believe men and women are different as the Lord has created them. Male and female, he created them. I'm striving to get you back. In my reaching out to you, clearly there's no one reaching back. Do you know how much that hurts? You know how hated I feel? You know how crushing that is? I asked the questions at the beginning of this voicemail, and the empirical evidence, the evidence that you give, is yes, there is no love for me. You have embraced feminism. Obedience to the Lord means nothing. And you really don't care much for our kids. That's what the evidence is. I hope the reality is not that way. But an unwillingness to show it, to proclaim it, is not encouraging. I'm not going to turn from you. I am going to continue to seek reconciliation. I am intensely in love with you. And Dorothy Jane, I want you back.